So we're learning today that test of an alpha Masechtas Nida, and we're starting from the bottom of Chesam Abayz Viraminu, two lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday the Braisa that if someone, Isha is Mubaris, and was Hukah Ubra, to recognize that she's pregnant already, and we say she's Mesalekes, that means she's not seeing Dam, and therefore Allah is Daya Shaita. And then what happens is that she gives birth to a Ruach or a Vlacha, and that's not Kayama. So the question is, that's not really a Vlad. So the Braisa says that still, the loch is, it's Daya Shaita, because Lamaisa, anything she touches Daya Shaita, because Lamaisa, it's maybe a Ruach, even a Ruach is called a Leda. It's called a Leda, it means a Pasuk, a Zecher from a Pasuk. But even if you give birth to something that's not a human, still, it's called a Leda. We more than have a Kasha on that. Reminu, I'm asking you a Kasha. It says, Koshto Shnayim Velashlishi, Hepila Ruach. She saw Dam 3 days in a row, but these 3 days she was in labor. And at the end of 3 days, instead of giving birth to a baby, she gave birth to a ruach. I called Dava Shena Shakayama, or something that's not Shakayama. Hareze Zu Yulet Bezoiv. The halacha is that she's a Zava. Vi Amis Leda Me'alayisi. If you say even a ruach, when you give birth to a ruach, it's called a good Leda. The halacha is Kushi Samach Leda Rachmana Tare. If she sees Dam next to a Leda, and it came because of the labor, it's not Tomei Ziva, because Tomei Ziva is only if it happens by itself, but if it happens because of labor, it's not called a Ziva. And here we're saying that it is called a Ziva. What must it answer? That a Ruach is not called giving birth. So it's a Kasha. Vayi Daya Shaita was saying it's called giving birth. And here we're saying, regarding Yoledas Bezoiv, someone who gives birth and becomes a Zava, we're saying it's not called a Leda, it's not called a birth. My answer is two terutzim. One terutz is Omarav Papi. Hanach meis leis derabanan. The way Rashi learns, really, it's not a leida. It's not a leida. Therefore, it's Yoledes Bezoiv. Because it's not called a leida. It's not called a birth. And therefore, if she's down those 3 days, it's called a zava. While Gabi Daya Shaita, we say it's only mekan laaba, and we say because she's called meselakas. Says the Gabi da halacha meis leis only derabanan. That the metamel lemafreya is only derabanan. There we will be mekel and call it a leida. That's one terutz. A Papa Amar, the Ritvos is a little different than the Rashi. He says that since we assumed the whole time she was Muberes, so we're not going to change that because she had a Ruach. We'll just keep that going. It's one Tarot says that by Meisas the Rabbanon, we won't make her. A Papa Amar, really it's not called Leda, but why is someone with Selekis when she's pregnant? Because her head's heavy and her bones are heavy, and that's even by Ruach. That's the whole reason why she's Mesalekes, because she's working hard carrying the baby. Here also, even when you have a Ruach, you still have the same symptoms and she's not feeling well, and that makes her not have blood, not have Dam, and therefore it's the same reason why we'll say Daya Shaita, even though it's a Ruach, even though it's not a Leda. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Boim Nerav Yirmiyim Rav Zera. Ra so va'acha kach huka ubra mahu. What's the halacha if she sees Dam and afterwards it's huka ubra? That means the Gemara right now knows that you need 3 months huka ubra. But the Gemara thought that 3 months wasn't an exact amount. It was just like, you know, around Be'erach that thing. So he's saying, let's say she saw Dam and 10 minutes later, you know, a few hours later, she's Huk Obra. It turns 3 months. So we'll say, what do you mean? If he's Huk Obra, then it was probably Huk Obra now also when she saw Dam. So maybe it should be Daya Shaita for when she saw blood. Even though when she saw the Dam, it wasn't Huk Obra yet. But since it happened a few hours later, it's not an exact 3 months. It's just like Be'erach. Since Bashas Maisa when was not Huk Obra yet, she saw Dam, and therefore she was Tame in the Mafreya. Since she saw very close to when she became Huk Obra, that was recognized that she's pregnant, then Loy Matame. That was the question. The whole reason why we say Mekan La'aba and she's Meselekes is because she's not feeling well, her head's heavy, her bones are heavy. But in the Chazoi, Ein Reisha Kavir Le'ah, Ein Reisha Kavir Le'ah. When she saw, she didn't have these symptoms, even though she had maybe the symptoms a little bit, the Chazal say that's not enough of a symptom, and it's only called Reisha Kavir Le'ah, Ein Reisha Kavir Le'ah, when she's at the level of 3 months. So we're coming out that until 3 months, she is not called Mesulakas. You have to have exactly 3 months. The Gemara clears the Shaila. This Shaila is very negay lemaisa in Halacha. Talking about the Isha as a vest kavua. She always sees Hey Lechaydish, the fifth day of the month. The Halacha is, you see the fifth day of the month, you have to do a bedika. And if your whole vest is the Raisa, if you don't do a bedika, you know what the Halacha is? She's tummy. It's too late. You can't do a bedika anymore, she's tummy. If your vest is the Raisa, she's a vest kavua, she doesn't make a bedika, she is tummy. For 7 days. But even if you say, Rabbi Yechon, I give a vest of Meyebura, but loy batka, mahu. What's the Halacha? Mahu. So the Gemara says, Kamaboyle, leave the man yama vestis the raisa. My. The Gemara is declaring, man yama vestis the raisa, what's the Halacha? Keeping the vest of the raisa, boy b'dika. Since the vest of the raisa, you need a b'dika, and b'dika is ma'akev. Edoma, keeping the ma'am musulakim, since she's pregnant, loy boy b'dika. That means, talking about, it's after the level hukobra, after 3 months, hukobra, and now comes hela chaydash. And she didn't make a b'dika. Is she tamei or not? That's the question. Is she tamei or not? Amalei tani suha. We have a mishnah about this. Ramea imer, emhoisev amachba. If she was hiding, there was a war out there, and she was hiding in the ghetto, she was hiding. Vigia shas vesta, le botka. And she's, you know, hiding away, and came shas vesta, she didn't make a b'dika. The loch is tahira. Ramea says, tahira. Shecharodom asalakas is adamim. Because the fright makes her not see dam. So the loch is, she's tahir, even if she didn't make a b'dika. Taima dika charodom. It's mashma in this Mishnah, only because she had a fright, that's why she's not tummy. Like a charada, if there was no fright, the gear vest and her vest, the reach like bottom, she make a bedika, tomeya, she would be tummy. So why is she tummy for sure? I'm a vest of the raisa. Must be Ramea holds vest of the raisa, because mashma without the fright, she would be tummy for sure. So you're vest of the raisa. And still we're saying, the mea musulakim. Since she has a fright, it's the mea musulakim. Like, boy, a bedika, don't need a bedika. And means that she's not tummy bedika. Here also, she by Mubaris also, where you have the Siba of pregnant, that's the cause for her not to see dam, she does not need a bdika even a vest. So it comes out from this Gemara that after someone's pregnant, they don't have to keep any vestis, and that's the halacha l'maisa, they don't have to keep any vestis when she's pregnant. Even if she has a vest kavua, you don't have to keep any vestis, because as the Gemara says, it's just like charadam, masalaka says adam. Mubaris also Mesalekas is Adam, and even though she has a exact cycle, exact period, still the loch is that she does not have to make a bedika. So the Gemara Vayta, we had in the Mishnah, Menika Acha Tigma, we had a Machlaikas in the Mishnah really, Ramea in the Chachamim. Ramea says that what's called a nursing woman that she called Mesalekas Dam, she's called she doesn't have Dam. So Ramea says until she finishes nursing. And if the gave the son away to someone else to nurse, or he finished nursing, or he died, Ramea says, the tam meis leis. And the Chachamim say, no, die is shaita. So what's the machlekes, the Chachamim, and Ramea? So the Gemara is going to elaborate very clearly, machlekes Ramea and the Chachamim, about what's called a nursing woman. Tana Rabbanim, meiniko shemeis bena, a nursing woman that her son died within 24 months of the of being born, she reverts now to a regular lady, and she's dam. We make everything tummy 24 hours back because she's not mesalekas anymore. She's not nursing, even though she was in 2 years of her baby, but she's not nursing. Lefikach thins that halacha. So then goes the opposite way also. Lekula also. She's nursing her child 4 or 5 years, then die shaita, because everything is tali in nursing. It's practically speaking, she's a nursing woman, she's called masalekas dam. Div Rameya. Rabbi Hu, Div Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, daya shaitan kol esra v'al chaydash. They hold it's tali in 24 months. For 24 months, she's called masalekas dam, and it's daya shaita. Lefikach, that comes out, that there's a chumra. Even she nurses 4 or 5 years, no, after 2 years, then if she sees dam, we matamel afreya, because she's not mesulekas anymore after 2 years. What's the bir hamachlekas? The Gemara explains right away, immediately, the bir hamachlekas. The way that works is like this. Dam nechav nasachalav. The dam need that she's supposed to be seeing turns into chalav. It turns into milk. And kol zman she's nursing, that dam is milk, and therefore she doesn't see any dam. So as long as she's nursing, she won't see dam. There's a different reason why she doesn't see dam. That after she has a baby, evarel misparkin, her bones get like separated. She, you know, it's very physically takes a physical toll on her, the birth. But ain nafsho, which means dam. Nafsho means dam. Ain nafsho chizera is at esra b'chaydish, and her dam does not come back for 24 months. So that's machlekes Rameyer and Rabbi Yosi. Rameyer holds dam necha v'nasacholov, and therefore calls on she's nursing, she doesn't see dam. According to the Alam and the Amar, no, it's only in 2 years because evarel misparkin. Now each one said a lafikach. Lafikach the Rameyer lamali. Rameyer says it says in the Mishnah that, you know, 20 if the baby dies in 24 months, she's ready, reverts to regular noshim. And then says lafikach if she nurses 4 or 5 years, da yishaita. It's obvious. We see it's nothing to do with 2 years because she says it's telling him nursing. So of course 4 or 5 years will be the same thing. So lafikach the Rameyer lamali. So Rameyer says mishum lafikach the Rabbi Yosi. It's agav the lafikach the Rabbi Yosi. What's lafikach the Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says that 2 years is no matter what, she doesn't see dam. Then says lafikach, she nurses 4 or 5 years, doesn't work. So what do you need lafikach Rabbi Yosi? Lafikach Rabbi Yosi lamali. Ma'od etayim Rabbi Yosi tarati yisleim. Rabbi Yosi has both kulas. He says either way. Either 2 years stops dam, and another thing stops dam. Nursing. May Rabbi Yosi holds there's two kulas. Either nursing is enough, or 2 years is enough. Therefore comes the lafikach, says no, everything's telling him 2 years. Ma'od etayim Rabbi Yosi tarati yisleim. Kamash lo, no. Taina Malach, we have a brisa that's a raya to this same beer hamachlekes. Taina Malach, dam necha v'nasachol de Rameyer. Rameyer says that the dam turns into milk, and therefore, while she's nursing, she does not see dam. Rabbi Yosi Omer, evarel misparkin, her bones get separated. Ve'nafsha, dam v'znach chazaras ala adas v'machayr, still 24 months. Omer Rabbi Loi, where does Rameyer know this thing, that dam turns into cholov, that the blood turns into milk? My time, Mother Rameyer, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Mi yitain tar matami. Who could turn tame into tar? Loi echad. Only Hashem could do that. So what's a tame that turns into tar? That's dam, which is tame, turns into tar, which is chalav. So it's a riot to Rameyer. You see, this is the idea that only Hashem could do this, that from tame turns into tar. But Rabbanu Rabbi Yechanan, no, I'm saying it's not dam. Dam not doesn't turn into cholov. What's talking about? Zu shechva zera shu tamei. That's shechva zera, which is tamei. But odom hanoitze mimenu, and a person gets created from that. And he's a tar, of course. A person's a tar. Rav Elazar emer, no, a different shot. Elu mei hanida. This is talking about dam chatas. It means dam the para. It means the mei chatas, the water of the para aduma. That halach is shahamaza, the person who spritzes it. Umeizin alav, the person who gets spritzed. Both of them are tahar, right? But when geya, but if you touch that mechatas, you become tame. Right? The Gemara, mazatar, is the mazatar. If you learn chumash without Rashi, without Gemara, you think, what do you mean mazatar? V'chsev, mazah mehanida. Someone spritzes the mechatas, yichabes begodah. As becomes tame, not only becomes tame, his clothing becomes tame also. So Gemara, my mazah negeya. Mazah means touching. Right? The Gemara. But the pasuk says, "V'aksiv mazah, v'aksiv negeya." It says, "Umazah meyachada mechat meyachat meyanidi chavis begadov, v'anegeya is tamei. V'anegeya meyanidi it madar. V'oid mazah boy kibus, v'anegeya loy boy kibus. Mazah for sure can't be negeya because negeya is a different halacha. First of all, it says negeya in the pasuk, and second of all, negeya it says a different halacha. It's not you don't have kibus begadov on negeya. Elamai mazah doesn't mean negeya and doesn't mean spritzing either. You know what it means? Noisei carrying." So carrying or touching makes you tame. Carrying makes you tame to tame begadav, and that's carrying. And negeya makes you tame not to tame begadav. And Tosfos speaks out it's only noisiv and negeya shaloy letzorech para aduma. Because if not, every maza would be tame because he's being noisiv also. But Tosfos says only someone who carries it or spritzes shloy you know letzorech not for letzorech para aduma. So why are you being so complicated? Why is Torah so complicated? Says Mazah. So doesn't say Torah say Noisei. Kamash v'law the ada dori kashir hazah. Until you carry a shir hazah, it's not called Noisei and not tamei. So Dr. Mahonich lemandi amazah tzvich hashir. It's only good if you hold that a main chatas needs a shir for the hazah. Elamandi amit tzvich hashir. You don't need a shir for the hazah. It's like ein leshir. Ma'ik lemeimer. What are you gonna say? That says Mazah. Because you want to tell me that the carrying has to be a shear, there's no shear. So tomorrow, fill him on the main shear, hadim like gavra de gavra. Even when the Gemara says you don't need a shear, I mean to spritz a person, you don't need a shear on of a hazah, of mei nida, of mei chatas on the person. Of mana, but in the keli, being a shear, you do need shear. How much mechatas has to be in the water? And it should be the sheer hazah. Enough they could tip in the whole rush of these stalks and spritz it. And Maisa on para dumu, which is it's metame satahirim, and it's metare satameim, omashloima. I want to be smart, but it's very far from me. I cannot figure out the reason why you spritz on someone and the person spritzes a tar. But if you touch it, you tell me. He said, that's Rechaikimani. I don't understand that.